following message is from New Life Gillette series At the Movies. This week, Pastor Mike presents part four of this series.
Good morning. Today's scripture reading is from Matthew 4, 18 through 22. One day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, also called Peter, and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fish for a living. Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets, and followed him. A little farther up the shore, he saw two other brothers, James and John, sitting in a boat with their father, Zebedee, repairing their nets. And he called them to come too. They immediately followed him, leaving the boat and their father behind. This is God's word.
Du musst das verstehen, Erik. Diese Nazis. Ich bin nicht so wie die.
Die Gene sind der Schlüssel, das schon. Aber ihre Ziele. Blaue Augen, blonde Haare. Einfach bämlich.
Ist die Schokolade? Die ist gut. Willst du?
Ich will meine Mama sehen.
Die Gene sind der Schlüssel, der die Tür zu einer neuen Zeit öffnet, Erik. Eine neue Zukunft für die Menschheit. Evolution.
Du weißt, wovon ich rede, oder? Ich bitte dich um etwas ganz Einfaches.
Eine kleine Münze ist gar nichts im Vergleich zu einem großen Tor. Oder? Ja.
Ich hab's versucht, Herr Doktor. Ich kann nicht. Ich weiß nicht. Es geht nicht.
Das einzige Gute bei den Nazis ist, dass ihre Methoden anscheinend Erfolg haben. Es tut mir leid, Erik. Wir machen das so. Ich zähle bis drei. Und du bewegst die Münze. Wenn du die Münze nicht bewegst, schieße ich.
Verstehst du?
Eins.
Mama, du schaffst das.
Sechs.
zwei.
Alles ist gut. Alles ist gut. Alles ist gut.
Drei.
The Holocaust is one of the worst events in human history, and it happened because people began to see themselves as God. It's the kind of thing that happens when people give themselves to natural selection, to becoming the most powerful being, to winning the battle of the survival of the fittest. People who worship God in these types of thinking are seen as weak, and religion is something that must be eradicated so that the world can progress. Humanism. It's an evil worldview, and it has destroyed many lives throughout history. They demand that we choose a side. Worship man, we call that humanism, or worship God. So have you picked a side? If you've ever seen one of the X-Men movies, you know that it's all about humans who have evolved to have special powers. And the battle in most of the movies is a survival of the fittest battle between the mutants who want to speed up the process of evolution and the humans who want to kill the mutants in order to stop the evolution. Then there's the X-Men in the middle, trying to keep the bad mutants and the bad humans from killing each other. In this scene, we're introduced to a young Jewish boy named Eric. He's fighting the villain of the movie, who is actually another mutant named Sebastian Shaw. And Shaw wants to start World War III in order to kill a bunch of humans. Now, Shaw is asking the young Jewish boy, Eric, to fight with him to kill the humans. But instead, Eric is overwhelmed with rage, and he makes it his life mission to kill Shaw and anyone who is like him. And almost 20 years later, Eric, in this movie, it catches up with Shaw on a boat with his team of evil mutants. And at this time, Charles Xavier, aka Professor X, and the U.S. military were trying to capture Shaw for trying to start a war.
Herr Doktor.
Also, der kleine Eric Lenze.
He's here to kill you.
Was war denn das für eine Begrüßung? Nach all den Jahren.
Don't harm our own kind.
Ah, now it's a party.
This is the U.S. Coast Guard. Do not attempt to move your vessel. Stay where you are.
I have a telepath.
I've lost you. There's something blocking me. This has never happened to me before. I think there's someone like me on that ship.
Like you?
I'm sorry, a telepath. This is incredible. I could actually feel her inside my mind. I'm very sorry, but I don't think I'm going to be much help to you tonight. You're on your own.
Stop. You okay?
There's someone else out there. There.
time to go.
You'll drown. You have to let go. I know what this means to you, but you're going to die. Please, Eric, calm your mind.
Get off me! Get off! Calm down! Just breathe! We're here!
Who are you?
My name's Charles Xavier.
Are you in my head? How did you do that?
You have your tricks, I have mine. I'm like you. Just calm your mind.
I thought I was alone.
You're not alone.
God created us in His image to be like Him and to follow Him. Jesus invites all of us to follow Him. He says, come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. In other words, He'll send us out on a mission. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. The original Greek word for believe in this verse is pistio. And another way of translating this word is allegiance. The Apostle Paul was inviting us to swear allegiance to Jesus, to follow Him, to pick His side.
What I know about you, I'm surprised you've managed to stay this long.
What do you know about me?
Everything.
Then you'll know to stay out of my head.
I'm sorry, Eric, but I've seen what Shaw did to you. I've felt your agony. I can help you.
I don't need your help.
Don't kid yourself. You needed my help last night. It's not just me you're walking away from. Here, you have the chance to be part of something much bigger than yourself. I won't stop you leaving. I could. But I won't. Shaw's got friends. You could do with some.
Our human nature tends to make us want to fight against things instead of for things, to fight against people who are different than us instead of fighting for unity. In our world, on social media, on the news, we hear things like, you won't bully me, or I won't let you win, or you won't define me, I won't bend, I won't accept your telling me that I'm wrong, I won't apologize for who I am, I won't. And we live in a world that lacks confidence because they know they're not the gods that they say they are, that they think they are. So they have to overcompensate. They focus on what we won't do, or on what they won't accept. Every week here at New Life, we see people choose to follow Jesus. Instead of saying, I won't, they say, I will. And thank God they do. If you think about it, the words, I will, built the most critical moments of your life. I will accept Christ as my Savior. I will ask her to marry me. We will start our family, or even I will accept the call to ministry, to the Christian mission. We say I won't because we think it makes us look stronger than we are, but it actually comes from weakness. When the love of Christ drives me, I have the strength of I will. I will love my neighbor. I will care for those who are weaker than I am. I will prioritize my Christian mission. I will.
Повторяю, After мої симпатії на ваші старання относительно того, как с вами поступили ЦРУ. Это американцы безжалостные. Они разместили свои ракеты в Турции. Я надеюсь, что вы тоже разместите свои новые ракеты. Вы знаете, что американская система раннего обнаружения им не поможет. Я слышал, Куба прекрасна в это время года и так близко к Флориде.
Ракеты на Кубе? Вы серьезно? Мы можем также объявить войну.
Maybe I wasn't clear enough. You will make this happen.
Хорошо. Let's see what KGB think about this. Алло, генерал армии Волков.
По какому поводу?
Ничего.
See that?
Try turning it to face us. You know, I believe that true focus lies somewhere between rage and serenity. Would you mind if I... Access the brightest corner of your memory system. It's a very beautiful memory, Eric. Thank you.
I didn't know I still had that.
There's so much more to you than you know. Not just pain and anger. It's good, too. I felt it. When you can access all that, you'll possess a power no one can match. Not even me. So come on. Try again.
Hey!
Well done.
The president's about to make his address.
It shall be the policy of this nation to regard any nuclear missile crossing the embargo line that surrounds Cuba as an attack by the Soviet Union on the United States, requiring a full retaliatory response upon the Soviet
Union. That's what we're going to find, sure.
How do you know?
Two superpowers facing off, and he wants to start World War III. You won't leave anything to chance.
So much for diplomacy. I suggest you all get a good night's sleep.
ultimately leads to war. Tensions mount as a Soviet missile ship nears Cuba. All diplomatic efforts to avert nuclear war have thus far failed, as the American people ready themselves for the likelihood of an atomic attack. There are widespread reports of panic buying. Supermarkets cleared, as shelters unused since the Second World War are stocked for what may lie ahead. In all its history, America has never faced a greater threat.
The world is primed for war, and there's no one to stop me.
Cuba, Russia, America, makes no difference. Shaw's declared war on mankind, on all of us. He has to be stopped.
I'm not going to stop Shaw. I'm going to kill him.
Do you have it in you to allow that?
You've known all along why I was here, Charles. But things have changed. What started as a covert mission, tomorrow mankind will know that mutants exist. Shaw, us, they won't differentiate. They'll fear us. And that fear will turn to hatred.
Not if we stop a war. Not if we can prevent Shaw. Not if we risk our lives doing so.
Would they do the same for us?
We have it in us to be the better men.
We already are. We're the next stage of human evolution. You said it yourself. No. Are you really so naive as to think that they won't battle their own extinction? Or is it arrogance?
I'm sorry?
After tomorrow, they're going to turn on us. But you're blind, Ted. Because you believe they're all like Moira.
You believe they're all like Shaw. Listen to me very carefully, my friend. Killing Shaw will not bring you peace.
Peace was never an option.
We have an enemy, and it's not each other. It's the devil, Satan. We get distracted fighting each other. But we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. For Christians, everything points back to saying, "I will," to Jesus. The process usually looks something like this. When we swear allegiance to Jesus, it happens because we examine the evidence, or because someone we respect tells us it's worth believing, or simply because the Holy Spirit draws us to Himself. But all of us find Him in different ways. But we believe that more often than not, God uses us to reveal Him to other people. For those of us who said, "I will," everything goes back to our relationship with God. It's who we are. Then the process continues. Step two would be we start to learn what we believe. Usually this is all about picking a tribe. In Christian circles, we call this picking a denomination. And most people do it by picking a music style or a teaching style. But ideally, you pick your tribe based on what your tribe teaches. So we consider things like, do they believe in free will or not? Do they believe in the Bible? Do they believe it's God's word or not? Then we pick the tribe that you think is closest to the truth. Not the perfect tribe, there isn't one, but the one that your worldview tends to agree with. Then step three, learn why we believe. You figure out why your tribe believes what it believes. And this is a big part of why we come to church, to learn. To read the Bible is one thing, but at some point you're gonna need some help interpreting it. I need help understanding it all the time. And this is how it becomes personal. So I go from knowing why my tribe believes what it believes to what I believe. So the next step is learn what you believe. This is a much longer, more complicated process, and I'm still in the process of this. I can tell you all of what our tribe believes, and I can tell you why we say we believe what we believe. But there are some issues that I wonder, are we right on that one? So I study and I come to different conclusions than the leaders of our tribe, and that's healthy. In a good tribe, there's room for that, and eventually you get to the place where you can, step five, teach what you believe. If you stop at just learning what you believe, you're impotent. You're not doing anything for the mission that you swore allegiance to. If you're on a mission, do what the mission requires. And just because you start teaching doesn't mean that you stop learning. In fact, I think we learn more while we are teaching. So you do both at the same time. But unfortunately, it's often in this process that people leave the tribe that they're in to join new tribes. Oh, I don't believe that my tribe believes this. I better go find a new tribe that believes women shouldn't be pastors because that's what I believe. So I'm going to leave this one. No, that's a terrible idea. You're going to a new tribe just to find out that there's things over there that you disagree with. Then you'll just keep switching and never actually accomplish anything. So stay in your tribe and make a difference. If you're right, then convince them you're right. Have a discussion. Start a lifelong dialogue of working together to seek God. You're never going to agree on everything, but you're seeking truth together. Because what holds us together? Our allegiance to God. If you're fighting in a war next to someone that you don't agree with on something, you can still fight together because you've sworn allegiance to the same team. Even when we don't agree, we are on the same team. So where are you on the journey? Have you picked a tribe? If not, we'd love to invite you to join ours. We're offering an engaged membership class on September 12th. If you've been coming to New Life for more than a few weeks and you're not a member yet, we would love it if you would consider taking this three-week class. You don't have to become a member if you reach the end of the class and decide that you don't want to sign up, but the class will help you pick a tribe. So if you're ready to sign up, grab an I Have Decided card from the chair in front of you and fill it out. Drop it in a box in the back of the room. Check the Attend Membership Class box. Or if you're watching online, you can text ENGAGE to 307-682-5642. Text ENGAGE to 307-682-5642. The next class is September 12th, but even if you can't come to that one, sign up anyway because we'll let you know when the next one is coming. We'd love to have you join our tribe. Okay, back to the movie. After a big battle, the X-Men eventually stopped World War III from happening. But Eric was still controlled by his rage. He still wanted revenge. And when he caught up to Shaw, that rage distracted him. It controlled him and forced him to leave his team.
May I ask you something? Why are you on their side?
He's gone.
What?
He's gone into the void. I can't communicate with him there.
I fight for a doomed race who will hunt us down as soon as they realize their reign is coming to an end. I'm sorry for what happened in the camps. I truly am.
He's back! Eric, what are you doing? Keep doing it. It's starting to work.
But everything I did for you. To unlock your power. To make you embrace it.
It's working. I'm starting to see it, but I can't yet touch his mind.
You've come a long way from bending gates. I'm so proud of you. And you're just starting to scratch the surface. Thinking how much further we could go together. I don't want to hurt you, Eric. I never did. I want to help you. This is our time. Our age. We are the future of the human race. You and me, son. This world could be ours.
Everything you did made me stronger. Made me the weapon I am today. It's the truth. I've known it all along. You are my creator.
No, Charles!
Are you okay?
Moira, be quiet. I can only control this man for so long.
Sorry, Charles.
Eric, please, be the better man. You have
it. I don't trust you.
Eric, there will be no turning back.
No.
Charles!
Don't do this, Eric!
know that I agree with every word you said.
We are the future.
But unfortunately, you killed my mother.
Take off your blinders, brothers and sisters. The real enemy is out there. I feel their guns moving in the water. Their metal targeting us. Americans, Soviets, humans. United in their fear of the unknown. The Neanderthal is running scared, my fellow mutants. Go ahead, Charles.
We all have to pick a team. Good or evil, sin and death, grace and hope. Jesus says, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. Don't believe Satan's lie that you're an accident, that life, that this physical life is all there is. Jesus is with you right now, and he wants to forgive you for every sin that you've ever committed and adopt you into his eternal family. So say yes, join his team.
I know we've had our differences.
Where's your telepath friend?
Gone. Left a bit of a gap in my life, if I'm to be honest. I was rather hoping you would fill it. Join us.
Eric, I believe.
I prefer Magneto.
I've been reading a lot lately about a transformation that's happening in our society, largely among young people, where we are no longer willing to join teams. That membership is not does not attract them anymore. I don't feel the need to be a member, largely because I've been burned by so many people that I would join. That's happened because of pyramid schemes and corrupt politicians or pastors caught in scandals, and we've just kind of gotten jaded towards joining, towards being a member, towards joining a team. And there are some good things that come out of that, but sometimes the independence that comes from not being a part of something bigger than you are starts to create some purposelessness, some meaninglessness. And so the invitation of Christ is not just you should be a joiner, but you should join the right team. You should join the right mission, the mission that is not just here today, gone tomorrow, the mission that is eternal. And that is the invitation to Christian faith. That is the invitation to be a member of God's family. You can join God's team. You can join God's family. And so if you've started to feel some meaninglessness in your life, if you started to wonder what it's all really about, it's probably because you've become a little too independent. You've become a little too much of a leader and never a follower. The invitation to follow Christ is the greatest invitation you'll ever receive because it is a free gift and it comes as a result of God's death on the cross, which forgives you of your sins and makes you worthy to be on his team, in his family. So say yes to him. Say I will to him and give your life to him. If you're ready to make a commitment like that today, there's a card in the chair in front of you. You can fill it out and just let us know that you're making a commitment. It says, I have decided to follow Christ. We want to know about the commitment that you're making, because we'll follow up with you and we'll send you some information about some next steps that you can take to follow Christ. And if you've already made that decision and you've started walking the journey with him a little bit, but you're starting to feel like there's got to be more, this can't be all there is, then maybe God is tugging on your heart to become more involved in a tribe, to really seek after him and join a very detailed, specific part of the mission that God has called us to. We here at New Life believe that we've been called to a very specific mission. We believe that there are things that we are doing in the world that are making an eternal difference. We also do things around our community. We pack over 1,000 backpacks full of food through Blessings in a Backpack and send them out to kids that need them. We're raising up the next generation of Christ followers, of dedicated Christ followers. Darcy just texted me and said that there's 26 kids in our sixth grade class down there right now. So there's a lot of them coming up, and we're celebrating the things that God is doing through our community, in and through our community. If you're ready to be part of a mission that's bigger than you, something that's worth investing in, we want to invite you to join our tribe. The next step in doing that would be to attend the Engage membership class that starts in 2 weeks on a Sunday morning. If you're ready to do that, that same I Have Decided card has a attend membership class, Engage membership class. We'd love to give you some more information about what it would look like to become a member of New Life. Dive in, get involved, and do what you can to be a part of God's mission. One of the ways that you can be a part of that mission is by giving financially. There are offering boxes in the back of the room if you want to drop a gift on your way out, or if you're ready to take the big next step of tithing, of giving back to God 10% of your income. That's what he commands us to do, and he says anything short of that is stealing from him. And so that's what we do, and we give generously to God. You can sign up to volunteer. You can get involved many different ways, but the best way of figuring out all the options of how you can be a part of this mission is to attend that Engage membership class. God, I pray that you would draw us to yourself, that your Holy Spirit would be greater than any words that I can speak, and you would begin to draw people to you, and that you would allow us to be a part of your mission. We thank you for that. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.